أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما محمد إلا رسول قد خلت من قبله الرسل أفإن مات أو قتلا انقلبتم على أعقابكم ومن ينقلب على عقبيه فلن يضر الله شيئا وسيجزي الله الشاكرين. وما كان لنفس أن تموت إلا بإذن الله كتابا مؤجلا ومن يرد ثواب الدنيا نؤته منها ومن يرد ثواب الآخرة نؤته منها وسنجزي الشاكرين. وكأي من نبي قاتل معه ربيون كثير فما وهنوا لما أصابهم في سبيل الله وما ضعفوا وما استكانوا والله يحب الصابرين. وما كان قولهم إلا أن قالوا ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. فآتاهم الله ثواب الدنيا وحسن ثواب الآخرة والله يحب المحسنين. صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شكر ہے تیرا خدایا میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا تو نے اپنے گھر بلایا میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا. شکر ہے تیرا خدایا میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا تو نے اپنے گھر بلایا میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا.
سو اللہ آئی ایم سو گریٹفل ٹو یو دیٹ یو کالڈ می ٹو یور مبارک ہاؤس. آئی ایم گریٹفل ٹو یو فار یور فیور فار یور احسان اپون می ادروائز آئی واز ناٹ وردی آف کمنگ دیر. پیپل دیٹ گو ٹو مکہ مکرمہ اور مدینہ طیبہ they must truly believe that it is not on the strength of their wealth or their property or their status or position that they arrive at Makkah Mukarrama or Madina Tayyiba. It is the fazl of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, it is His favor, it is His ihsan. He calls whomsoever He wishes. There are so many people whom Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has blessed with plentiful of wealth. There are many people who even go to Jeddah for business reasons. I personally met also one person, so many trips he had made to Jeddah. On the flight we happened to be together. And he says that he had been to Jeddah so many times from another country. But he didn't go to even Makkah Sharif for Umrah. He says there was just no time to fit in. or some other excuse. So he goes right to the border, but he can't go inside Makkah Sharif. So we must not consider ourselves, if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala blesses us with the opportunity of going for Umrah or Hajj, then we must not consider ourselves to be worthy or deserving of that. We must consider it an ihsan and a favor of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala upon us. Mehto is qabil nata. We all know our deeds, our actions. So where are we really worthy or deserving of being given the opportunity of making tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif, of going between Safa and Marwa, of kissing the Hajr Aswad, of making namaz behind the Maqam Ibrahim, of presenting ourselves in Mina, Arafat and Muzdalifah? All this is a favor of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The shukr hai tera khudaya, main to is qabil na tha. Tune apne ghar bulaya, main to is qabil na tha.
Shukr hai tera khudaya, main to is qabil na tha. Tune apne ghar bulaya, main to is qabil na tha. Apna deewana banaya, main to is qabil na tha. Apna deewana banaya, main to is qabil na tha. Gard Kaabe ke phiraya, main to is qabil na tha. Gard Kaabe ke phiraya, main to is qabil na tha.
Apna deewana banaya, main to is qabil na tha. When a person is going round and round the Kaaba Sharif, after that is going running between Safa and Marwa, or between the green lights on Safa and Marwa, emulating the running of Hazrat Hajra. Then sometimes in his ihram, with disheveled hair and with dust laden ihram, the person is going now towards Mina, and then in Arafat, and then Muzdalifah, and coming back to making tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. All these things show in the action of a person that is majnoon, madly in love with someone. Here he is expressing his love for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He is in search of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's muhabbat. So therefore he is unconcerned about the outward condition of his garb. Yet we are told that when we go to namaz, when we come into the masjid, then we must be dressed appropriately. Our clothes must be clean. But now in Hajj, the person is in ihram. And that is what Allah Ta'ala is pleased with, that his ihram must be like that. Allah Ta'ala didn't order that must pour one bottle of ether on the ihram after you have made niyat. The dust laden ihram that is pleasing to Allah Ta'ala, disheveled hair is pleasing to Allah Ta'ala. In that state, whatever he is pleased with, his ashik is pleased with. So Allah Ta'ala made the person majnoon, diwana banaya. Main to is qabil na tha. If Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala did not give that tawfiq, where can the person do those things? Uske baad kya? Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave the tawfiq to go round and round the Kaaba Sharif. In many of the Hajj bayans and talks, or when we go for Umrah, then I mentioned to friends there, and you may have heard it many times already. But since there are lots of people that are listening over the CII station, and some may not have heard it, they go upstairs, they go to the second floor, or now third floor, and from the top, watch the people that are making tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. Those that are going round and round the Kaaba Sharif, watch them from the top. It gives a very clear picture of the washing machine. That in a washing machine, I give the example of a washing machine, that inside there, what do? We put all the dirty clothes inside. and then we put some detergent, and then we press a button. When we press the button, the drum starts rotating. And as it starts rotating, it starts extracting dirt. As the drum goes round and round, round and round, it extracts dirt. And after some rounds, then it spins, extracts all the dirt. Water is taken out, and the clothes come out clean, white, pure, park. Then we take those clothes and we press it. We stretch it and press it. If we still see some spot here and there, then we remove it with some spot remover. So from the top when we are watching, it seems just like that. That all those thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people are going round and round the Kaaba Sharif. They pressed the button at Hajar-e Aswad. When they made istilam, that was like the pressing of the button. And then when they're going round and round, it is that rotating of the drum. After 7 rounds, then the person goes to the multazam, and then he stretches his hand right up like that. That is like the pressing of the garment. So there in the machine we put in our dirty clothes, and here in the tawaf we put in our dirty hearts. And the detergent there was something else, and here the detergent is our dua, our istighfar, our tawbah, between the Rukne Yamani and the Hajr-e Aswad, when the person is reading, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana, wa qina azab an-nar, wa adkhilna al-jannata ma'al abrar, and all those things that he's reading. Now that is all the detergent. That is extracting all the dirt. If he goes after 7 rounds, then we say now, there in the Rifshin, the dirt comes out from the clothes, here his heart becomes clean and pure. After that it is necessary for him to keep it in that condition, so it will mean that when he returns, if there was any person that was being owed monies, and then he must pay back to whomsoever whatever was due. If inheritance was taken which was not due to him, he must return that. If he had usurped the rights of orphans, widows, children, whatever it was, then he must pay back all that. That is what it means now. It doesn't mean that he made tawbah there, everything got marked, so finished, he doesn't owe anybody anything. So, he says in this poetry that, you made me go round and round the Kaaba Sharif. Meto is qabil natha, because this is the place where your tajalli comes down. Allah Ta'ala's tajalli 24 hours descends on the Kaaba Sharif. 60 of those blessings are for those people who are making tawaf. 40 of it for those people making namaz. And 20 for those just sitting somewhere and watching the Kaaba Sharif. Just watching 20 blessings. So, metro is qabil natha. I was not worthy of it. I was not deserving of it. Ya Allah, you brought me here. You gave me the tawfiq to make tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. You are taking me round and round. When the person thinks like that and then does it, it will be a different kafiyat. And if we think that I was deserving, and I am Mr. Somebody, then he'll get nothing from there. The person must leave behind all his pride and his arrogance and everything and make fana of his nafs and then go there. Then he will gain. Otherwise he'll gain nothing. Yeah.
Shukr hai tera khudaya. Main to is qabil na tha. Tune apne ghar bulaya, main to is qabil na tha. Muddaton ki pyaas ko, sehrab tune kar diya. مدتوں کی پیاس کو سیراب تو نے کر دیا جام زمزم کا پلایا میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا جام زمزم کا پلایا میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا
For a long, long time, he says, I was thirsty. My thirst could not be quenched by anything else. The thirst was increasing all the time. But, oh Allah, with your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, you quenched that thirst of mine. You gave me the drink of Zamzam, which sprang at the feet of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And it is a living miracle. Living miracle. Billions and billions of liters of Zamzam have been taken, and still it is flowing, and the water is gushing. There's so much of fazail and virtues of Zamzam. Whole kitabs have been written on the virtues of Zamzam. So I was not deserving of that. It is your fazal. Now this poetry is of Hazrat Shah Nafis Husseini. Our Hazrat, my Shaykh and Murshid, Hazrat Maulana Hakim Ahmad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuh, he says very beautifully, کہاں میری قسمت طواف حرم کہاں میری قسمت طواف حرم جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم کہاں میری قسمت طواف حرم جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینے انبیاء میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم کہاں میری قسمت طواف حرم جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینے انبیاء میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم کہاں میری قسمت طواف حرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کہاں میری قسمت طواف حرم جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is a way in my قسمت to make طواف of the حرم شریف that زمین on which my beloved رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم walked That piece of ground on which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's feet fell. Kahan meri qismat. I know where my feet have walked. You know where your feet have walked. Everybody knows where his feet has gone. From the time he became of age up till now, what places, which places we went to. And now Allah ta'ala is giving the tawfiq that I'm walking on the same piece of ground that my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his mubarak feet walked. Kahan meri qismat tawafiyah. Making tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. All the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam walked on that piece of ground. 124,000 companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam walked on that ground. Kaha meri qismat tawaf haram. Where it is in my qismat to make tawaf of the haram sharif. Jis zameen par chale the nabi ke qadam. Jis se chipke the kul seena ya anbiya. Mere seene ko haasil hai wo multazam. That multazam where the chest of all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam were attached. Today, sinful one like myself is getting the opportunity to attach my chest against the multazam and raise my hands and say, Oh Allah, I give up. How we say, I give up, you see, if the person raises his hands, Oh Allah, I give up, all my sins I give up now. I make tawbah from all those sins. Submit myself to you. I commit myself to Islam and Sharia. I pledge to be your servant, your slave. So this is what Hazrat Shah Nafis Husseini Rahmatullah Ali says, that this opportunity of making tawaf around the Kaaba Sharif, oh Allah, you gave me the opportunity. You gave me the tawfiq. You blessed me. It is your ihsan, your kindness upon me. میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا آئی واز ناٹ وردی آئی واز ناٹ ڈیزرونگ
شکر ہے تیرا خدایا میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا ڈال دی ٹھنڈک میرے سینے میں تو نے ساقیا، ڈال دی ٹھنڈک میرے سینے میں تو نے ساقیا، اپنے سینے سے لگایا، میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا، اپنے سینے سے لگایا، میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا، بھاگ گیا میری زباں کو ذکر اللہ کا، بھاگ گیا میری زباں کو ذکر اللہ کا، یہ سبق کس نے پڑھایا، میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا، یہ سبق کس نے پڑھایا، میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا، شکر ہے تیرا خدایا، میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا، تو نے اپنے گھر بلایا، میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا، خاص اپنے در کا رکھا تو نے اے مولا مجھے، خاص اپنے در کا رکھا تو نے اے مولا مجھے، یوں نہیں در در پھرایا، میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا.
Oh Allah, it was a great ihsan and fazl of yours upon me that you kept me your worshipper, believer in your oneness, believer in tawheed, believer in your greatness. You didn't allow me to go and make worship of all other houses. You kept me for your house alone. This is a great favor of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that He blesses with Iman and with Islam. I have mentioned many, many times in different places that we must not trust our intelligence, that through our intelligence we could have recognized Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and we would have been Muslims. That is the fazl of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that many people who were born in non-Muslim homes, but Allah ta'ala gave them the tawfiq, they studied Islam or they came into contact with some good Muslims or some incident took place in their lives where they came into the fold of Islam, after that they reverted. However, if we had to just sit and trust our intelligence, then great, great presidents of countries, or presidents of countries, so-called superpowers of the world, where they haven't recognized Allah Ta'ala. They fail to recognize Allah Ta'ala. And in some countries, those presidents, those prime ministers, look at what they worship. What they worship. One ex-prime minister, he died, of India, is no secret, he went on television in England, and then there he stated that he drinks the urine of cow. He drinks the urine of cows. So we must make so much of shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala blessed us with iman, with tawheed, with belief in His oneness and greatness and in the Risalat and the finality of the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because both things have to go together. There has to be love for Allah ta'ala, belief in the oneness of Allah ta'ala, and there has to be also belief in the finality of the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Without that, the person cannot be a mu'min and a Muslim. So many people, they say, what is the need for the ahadith of Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? گر نہ صلی علی ہو زباں پر کیا اثر ہوگا ہو فغاں میں, گر نہ صلی علی ہو زباں پر کیا اثر ہوگا ہو فغاں میں, شرط توحید کامل یہی ہے آپ کا عشق ہو قلب و جان میں, شرط توحید کامل یہی ہے آپ کا عشق ہو قلب و جان میں. Both things have to go together. It's a way what I deserve. Ya Allah, you blessed me with Islam, with Iman, and you kept me exclusive for your house. You didn't make me go and worship all the other homes and other places. You made me make tawaf of your house. When a king has a cat, and if there is a belt around that cat, then wherever that cat goes, they know it's the cat of the king. So if we have to cause any kind of harm to that cat, then there'll be no khair for us. So the person will search quickly, or he'll try and get it over quickly to the palace of the king again, because he knows that they will search for that cat. So because there was that belt that it belongs to the king. So like that, the mu'min and Muslim, Allah Ta'ala put that belt around the neck, that you are mine. Where are you going? You were supposed to be mine. What I haven't got for you in my palace. Like the king is, if that cat goes for some piece of meat somewhere else, then what will the king say to that cat? Then what were you running short of in this palace that you went there? So like that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave the mu'min Muslim Iman, Islam, and he put that belt. Now if this person goes to other places and raises his hands and begs of others, so then Allah Ta'ala says, what is the shortage in my treasures that you are going other places to search for help? I'm not talking about the help that people give to each other, which is part of life in this world of means. I'm talking about what is happening at present, that if America is with us, then we will succeed. If this one is with us, we will succeed. We are making sajda to every door other than the door of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That's why we are not succeeding anyway. May Allah Ta'ala give us true Iman and Yaqeen.
Shukr hai tera khudaya, main to is qabil na tha, tune apne ghar bulaya, main to is qabil na tha. میری کوتاہی کہ تیری یاد سے غافل رہا, میری کوتاہی کہ تیری یاد سے غافل رہا, پر نہیں تو نے بھلایا, میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا, پر نہیں تو نے بھلایا, میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا. شکر ہے تیرا خدایا, میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا, تو نے اپنے گھر بلایا, میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا. تیری رحمت تیری شفقت سے ہوا مجھ کو نصیب تیری رحمت تیری شفقت سے ہوا مجھ کو نصیب گنبد خضرا کا سایہ میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا گنبد خضرا کا سایہ میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا شکر ہے تیرا خدایا میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا تو نے اپنے گھر بلایا میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا میں نے جو دیکھا سو دیکھا جلوہ گاہ قدس میں اور جو پایا سو پایا میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا اور جو پایا سو پایا میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا بارگاہ سید کو نین میں آ کر نفیس بارگاہ سید کو نین میں آ کر نفیس سوچتا ہوں کیسے آیا میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا سوچتا ہوں کیسے آیا میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا شکر ہے تیرا خدایا میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا تو نے اپنے گھر بلایا میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا
یار رہے یار اب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں، تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں، تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں، تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں، اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ، نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ، نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ، اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ، اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ، نفس اینڈ شیطان ہیو بوتھ جوائنڈ فورسز ٹو ڈسٹروائے می، او اللہ کم ٹو مائی اسسٹنس اینڈ کم ٹو مائی ہیلپ، نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ، اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ، مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار نہ مسیحا، تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ، او اللہ دیر از نو ون ورس دین مائی سیلف ان یور کریشن، وی شوڈ آل کنسیڈر اوور سیلف ٹو بی دا ورسٹ، بٹ ہی سیز او اللہ آل دو دیر از نو سن دیٹ آئی ڈیڈ ناٹ کمٹ، بٹ یو آر آلسو غفار، یو آر دا موسٹ فور گیونگ اینڈ یو ڈیلی لو فور گیونیس آف دا سنز آف دا سنرز وین دے ٹرن ٹوورڈز یو اینڈ آسک فار فور گیونیس، when they sincerely repent, when they express great remorse and regret over their weakness and their shortcomings and their sins, then irrespective of how much quantity their sins may have reached, but your forgiveness is much, much more than that. You are willing and prepared to forgive. Your doors are open for those who wish to return. اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ. مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے, تیری مشیت سب پہ غالب یہ چہے سب میرے ارادے. بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما, بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے. میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت, بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ. جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ. رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں, تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہے بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں. مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو, بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں. رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر, بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں. واللہ ایوری ون ہیز ٹیکن آف ان یور پاتھ, وی ڈونٹ نو ہاؤ ہائی دے آر سورنگ ان دا اسکائی. دا اونلی ون لائک اسپیک آف ڈسٹ آن دا گراؤنڈ از مائی سیلف. گیو می آلسو اللہ سم فکر, سم کنسرن آف دا آخرت. دیر از اے لائف آفٹر دیتھ, دیر از اے ڈے آف ججمنٹ on which I have to give an account of my actions and my deeds. Raha mein bekar zindagi bhar, my whole life my beloved Allah was spent in useless activities, futile useless activities. Not only useless activities, in sins and in vices and in evils. Raha mein bekar zindagi bhar, بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں. یا اللہ نا میک می اے یوزفل پرسن, گیو می دا توفیق آف ڈوئنگ گڈ ڈیڈز اینڈ گڈ ایکشنز. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ. جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری الله 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 تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے رواں رواں بال بال میرا یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے محال میرا تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی شان تیرے ہر آن نہیں ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی او بھی عجب خوش بخت جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 قصب میں دنیا ہی کے راہ میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں، کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی، مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا، کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی، شغل میرا بس سب تو الہی، شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ، لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم Allah Ta'ala's fazal and ihsan that He kept us away from the places of fitna. It is only His favor and ihsan. Otherwise we can't stay away. Temptations are so great. There is a pull in the direction of sins. So we must make dua, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Give hidayah to everyone. And just as we remained away from those places of sins and vices for tonight, then all of our lives we remain away from those places. What is the purpose otherwise? Just one night you sit a little while and then back to the same place. From the haram places stay away. Enjoy the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, whatever good things Allah Ta'ala has created in this world for us. Make use of it, enjoy it, be happy, cheerful, talk, joke, laugh. Nobody stops us from that. Just stay away from haram. I have mentioned many times in haram, there's a double A, haram, H-A-R-A-A-M, double harm in haram. So just stay away from that. Now this little noor that has come in the heart through zikrullah. So don't go in the direction of those same places now to see what happened. Go in the direction of home and sleep. But what is essential, important and compulsory is that we get up for Fajr Salah. So if somebody feels that he will not be able to get up, so then here in the Sahan section you can lie down. 3-4 hours time will be Fajr Salah and then you can make your Fajr and go. But we'll go home and make sure that you get up for Fajr Salah and make it with Jamaat as far as possible. Inshallah, may Allah Ta'ala bless each and every one of you. And all those who are listening over Channel Islam and over the receivers, Allah Ta'ala bless each and every one with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Allah Ta'ala remove the difficulties, hardship, pain, suffering and problem of mankind around the globe and especially the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and more especially the ummah in Palestine. Allah Ta'ala must give hidayah to those zalim Israelis. And if hidayat is not in the taqdeer because of their own obstinacy, then Allah Ta'ala must create the conditions of the destruction. Far too long they are in the heart of the Muslim country, causing nothing but problems, problems and problems for the ummah. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.